I paid for the house completely in cash, in full.
Putting his ex on the title inspired a bad deed.
They ordered me to move out of my house.
You wanted the house. That's what you did. You got him out of the house. Don't say no.
And she argues her point loud and clear.
We went house shopping together until you decided to change your mind.
Emmer. Get out. Get out of my courtroom.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Jesse Williams Jr. is suing his ex-girlfriend, Michelle Emmerich, for filing two false protective orders and the return of property.
Order, all rise.
United States number 145 on the calendar in the matter of Williams versus Emmerich.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Fires have been sworn in. You may be seated, sir. Have a seat, please.
All right. The facts in the case are not unusual. They come from people who have not clearly been watching my program for the last 22 years because it seems that the two of you lived together without benefit of marriage for a long time. Mr. Williams, you came into some money as a result of a settlement from workman's compensation. You purchased a house.
Yes, ma'am.
And the house was purchased with all of your money.
Correct.
And the mortgage on the house is in your name.
Correct.
And you added Miss Emmerich's name to the deed, according to you.
Yes, ma'am.
Miss Emmerich did not put in any money into the house.
No, ma'am.
She doesn't even allege that she put in any money into the house. So now the house legally belongs to the two of you.
Correct.
And in addition, you were a really nice guy, and you said, here is some money, according to you, to furnish the house. You gave her $30,000, and you put it in her account, and she went out and she bought all kinds of stuff for the house.
Yes, ma'am.
She says that you gave her the $30,000, and she went out to furnish the home, to make it into a home. Then the two of you split up, and now the home is a problem, because if the home had been in your name, Mr. Williams.
Yes, ma'am.
Since you were the person who paid for it, since you were the person who has the mortgage for it, then there would be no problem. You would probably do the gentlemanly thing and say to Miss Emmerich, listen, we've been together for 9 years, but it's not working out. I'm going to give you time to find a place to live. So instead, the two of you resorted to filing orders of protection against each other.
Yes, ma'am.
Which was ridiculous, because the first thing an order of protection is supposed to do is really protect people, and neither one of you was being threatened by the other.
Correct.
With the exception, no way, with the exception of the fact that you wanted the house. Oh, well, that's what you did. You got him out of the house. Don't say no.
That's right.
I'm telling you, yes. You filed for an order of protection, and he was ultimately put out of the house and was out of the house for a while. He filed an order of protection against you.
He filed one against me first, ma'am, and it didn't go through, okay? He's lying again.
Just a
no,
second.
Ma'am.
Did you file an order of protection against him?
After the fact, he threatened when I caught my daughter in the bedroom behind the door when I put laundry in the washer that was downstairs where his room is,
correct.
When he threatened to hang me and burn me alive in the basement.
Miss Emmerich, listen to me. Whose house is this?
It's both of ours.
Well, unfortunately, you are correct. That would be your fault.
Yes, ma'am. I understand this.
And unfortunately, all the courts can say to you, Mr. Williams, is because you were foolish enough to add Miss Emmerich's name to the deed, is...
That was a commitment.
We went shopping for the house together. I was supporting him for many years. He got that settlement after falling after 3 days on a job, okay, ma'am?
Miss Emmerich, his settlement... His money. All I'm telling you is that the only thing that I can tell you is that some judge, not me, because I don't have the right to do that in small claims court, is going to tell you that you're going to have to sell the house and then deal with the proceeds with each other. Because in order for you to sell the house, you have to get her to sign off on the deed.
Here's a quit deed right here.
You're I'm not doing
just
it. I was
just
on the mortgage,
second.
Too. We went house shopping together until you decided to change your
Miss
mind
Emmerich,
and had my daughter behind the closed door.
Get out. Get out of my courtroom.
Fine.
Now.
It's still
your case is dismissed. Get out.
Okay.
Your counterclaim is dismissed. Get out. That way. All I can tell you to do is this. She's not going to sign a quitclaim deed. I cannot force her to sign a quitclaim deed.
I understand this.
You were together 9 years, and that's what happens. There are courts in this country that deal with people who are married, and then they have equitable distribution of property that was acquired during the marriage. You're not married.
No, ma'am.
So there is no place for you in the legal system other than this quandary that you put yourself in by adding her to the deed of a house that you purchased.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, as far as the things are concerned that are in your house, what I gather from your complaint, which she doesn't deny, is that you gave her $30,000 to put into her account, and with that $30,000, she furnished the house.
Correct.
Right?
Yes, ma'am.
Her counterclaim, which I've dismissed, asks for the return of those things because she says that the $30,000 was a gift.
No, ma'am.
The $30,000 was a gift, and therefore anything she purchased with it belongs to her. So all of the appliances and furnishings for the house belong to her. That's what she's counterclaiming for. I've dismissed her counterclaim because she couldn't behave herself in my courtroom. I would have dismissed it anyway, but now I can dismiss it quieter because I don't have to listen to her. Okay? I don't know if there is any truth to what she was insinuating with regard to your conduct with her daughter. That's for a whole other venue. All I can tell you is this, sir. I can't help you. I suggest you start acting civilly with each other. I can't force her to sign a quitclaim deed to property, but I can tell you that I've dismissed her case and she can't get the property that's in your house.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you understand?
Well, she has it all, so.
She has the appliances?
She has everything. She took it out with a U-Haul, her and Mr. Ingram here. He drove the truck, and they came in and took all the appliances out of my home, everything, left me with an empty shell, and then filed an order of protection on me, which I have right here, which I had to stay in court because they ordered me to move out of my house. And I got it and proved that it was falsified and denied. And the next day I went to do it, and she'd do another one on me.
I got it. But you're back in the house now.
Yes, ma'am. I am in the house. Yes, I am.
Okay.
But she does not reside there.
Okay. For how long?
I've been in the house now since the last of these order protections, July 6th.
Oh, well, it's not over.
No, ma'am. Not by a long shot.
It's not over.
It was...
Whatever. Do you have any money left in the bank, Mr. Williams?
Ma'am, no, ma'am. Hmm? No, ma'am. I have a $20,000 CD I put in.
Good. So you have some money.
But not for another year.
No.
Or so. Correct.
Right. But you have it.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Sorry I can't help you, sir. Next time, pay attention. Until you marry somebody, until you're ready to make that commitment, don't put their name on a deed. Got it? Goodbye.
Yes, buddies, I excuse you. May step out.
Because I'm still pretty emotional over it. It was my daughter that was in the basement when I heard what was going on in his room, okay, when I put the wash in.
I was not with her daughter, okay? Not once have I ever been. I was her stepdad for 10 years.
He's lying. He's been lying. I was the breadwinner. I took care of him.
Because she and her boyfriend deliberately tried to take my home from me.
I put my blood, sweat, and tears and the money that he gave me in the house to make a home.
I fell through a roof. And I broke my back, my neck, my shoulder, my ribs. I had nothing left.
And then he bullied me all the way out the house and threatened to kill me and hang me in the basement. It's a 96-year-old home, and the basement is full of just concrete.
No, I did not. I love this woman.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Traore versus Alexander. Step forward.
Florence Traore is suing seamstress Nicole Alexander for the return of money she paid for a custom prom dress.
You can come over there.
Okay.
Ms. Traore, this is your daughter.
Yes, it is.
And she had a prom.
Yes, she did.
And you hired Miss Alexander to make a prom dress
yes,
for her.
Yes, I did.
Okay. Had she ever made a dress for you before?
No.
So that was your first mistake. A prom is an important thing. You wanted to have a perfect memory of the prom. So probably the best idea was for you to go and find a dress in a store and buy it, and then you know what you had. Miss Alexander came recommended to you from someone?
Yes, she did.
Okay, from whom?
My cousin.
What's your cousin's name?
Dorsey.
Did you ever make clothes for Miss Dorsey?
Yes, ma'am.
What kind of clothes?
Dresses.
For how long have you been making dresses for her?
3 years now.
And you made this prom dress?
Yes, ma'am.
How much did she pay you for it?
$400.
Did you bring her photographs of what you wanted the dress to look like?
Yes, I did.
I'd like to see the photograph that you showed her.
The one at the bottom is the very first one that we asked her do she know how to make?
And may I just see the photograph that you showed her?
Yeah.
The one on the bottom.
Mm-hmm. And she said, yeah. So she told me, like, where to get the fabric from and everything for the dress.
Okay. I got it. Did you ever show her a different picture that you wanted for the dress?
Yes, I did, because the fabric that she told my daughter to get was completely wrong.
Okay, but your daughter got fabric, and that should have been your next clue.
Mm-hmm.
How much did you pay for the fabric?
$100.
And the fabric that she told you to get was all wrong.
Exactly.
So right now you're down $100.
Exactly.
Not $400, but $100.
That's $400 is for the dress.
And so the fabric was separate.
Yes.
Is that what you're telling me?
Mm-hmm.
So now the dress cost you $500.
Yes.
So let's just think smart. She told you to get one fabric, and the fabric was wrong.
Exactly.
As a result of getting the wrong fabric, you couldn't get the dress that you originally wanted,
mm-hmm.
so you went to option number two.
Yep.
Which was this one.
Yep.
Okay. So you restyled the dress consistent with the fabric that they bought.
No, ma'am.
No. Did you tell them to get a particular fabric?
Yes, I did tell her the fabric.
Okay. So you get the dress that she wanted.
Yes, ma'am.
And did she get that fabric?
Yes, ma'am. I spoke with Dahlia, and I told her how many yards to get for the top and how many yards to get for the bottom. It was never discussed whether a fabric was wrong or right. I don't understand.
Can I see the dress, please? Could you turn that around, please?
Mm-hmm.
That's not this dress.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Miss Alexander, I'm going to tell you, I usually side with the dressmaker.
Yes, ma'am.
But that is an awful dress.
Thank you.
That's an awful workmanship. The sleeves are awful. It's awful.
Real people, Judge Judy. Florence Traore says seamstress Nicole Alexander made a substandard prom dress for her daughter.
Can I see the dress, please? Bird. Turn that around, please.
Mm-hmm.
That's not this dress.
Can I show you the dress?
What is that?
This is the dress that we discussed.
Mm-mm. Did you discuss that?
Proof I have the proof of that.
Hmm?
Yes, ma'am. I have the text messages.
I'd like to see. I'd like to see.
Mm-hmm. And I have it also.
Just a second.
Oh, I'm sorry. Don't look.
This is the dress that you say you discussed with her?
Yes, ma'am. And I have the inbox.
That's all right, but that dress is neither this dress nor this dress.
And I can tell you further.
That red dress.
Yes, ma'am.
Is neither the dress that you told me that you agreed on. It's certainly not this dress. This dress
right.
has no sleeves.
Yes.
It's a halter.
Right.
This dress has an all-lace top.
Yes, ma'am.
And comes all the way down in the front.
That's the back. And I also have where she said she did not want the lace. I told her explicitly, you will not have lace at the top because you did not provide lace. She said she did not want lace. I said you will have material only. And I have the text messages telling her that also.
Miss Alexander, I'm going to tell you, I usually side with the dress. Is that right?
Yes, the night before.
It was May 29th.
Mm-hmm.
You went to Miss Alexander's house.
Yes.
And you tried on the dress.
Yes.
And that was your arrangement to go to her house on the 29th. What time did you go?
It was probably around 8, 9-ish.
Mm-hmm. In the evening?
Yes, at night.
Shh.
At night.
I'm only speaking to one person. Don't answer for her. If I want to ask you a question, I'll ask you a question.
Okay.
What time did you go to her house?
It was either 8 or 9-ish at night.
How did you get there? Who drove you?
My mom's boyfriend.
Where was your mother?
She was in the car with me.
So she was with you?
Yes, when we went to try.
Shh, don't speak.
Okay.
Just remember what I said to you before. So you went to her house on the 29th. Your mom's boyfriend drove. You and your mother were in the car. You went inside and tried on the dress.
Yes, that was my first fitting.
Did you try on the dress? Did it look like this?
It wasn't like the way it is now.
How was it?
It was in two pieces.
And did your mother go with you inside?
Yes.
And when did you go for a second fitting?
I didn't have a second fitting.
Why not?
She never asked for me to come for a second fitting.
How did you get the dress?
The night before, I actually went to her house and got the dress.
Who drove you?
A friend of mine.
Where was your mom?
She was at work at the time.
And where was her boyfriend?
He was also at work.
And when you went to her house for the second fitting, did you try it on?
Yes, and that's how it was.
When you tried on the dress for this last fitting, what did you tell the defendant?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Your mom came home and you tried it on for her.
Yes.
And then what happened?
My mom was devastated.
So the prom was that next day. Mm-hmm. You showed it to your mom. The prom was the next day.
Yes.
What did you wear to the prom?
Well...
Not well.
I'm sorry.
What did you wear to the prom?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Florence Traore says seamstress Nicole Alexander made a substandard prom dress for her daughter.
And when you went to her house for the second fitting, did you try it on?
Yes, and that's how it was.
When you tried on the dress for this last fitting, what did you tell the defendant?
I told her it was nice, and then I just took it home.
You said it was nice.
Mm.
What happened when you got home?
I just took it, put it in my closet, and waited for my mom to come home so she could see it for herself.
And then your mom came home, and you tried it on for her.
Yes.
And then what happened?
My mom was devastated.
But you thought it was fine.
I said it was okay. Not fine enough.
It's not made particularly well.
Yes, not to
it's
wear
not
to her
made
prom.
Particularly well. But it looked okay on you.
Yes.
And on what date was the prom?
June 2nd.
So the prom was that next day. You mm-hmm. showed it to your mom. The prom was the next day.
Yes.
What did you wear to the prom?
Well,
not well.
I'm sorry.
What did you wear to the prom?
We went to go actually get another dress because that dress wasn't wearable to the prom.
Well, you like the dress. Usually, how old are you, 17?
19.
19? Teenager, if they like a dress, their mother says, oh, my God, she likes the dress. And I made the dress. You would like the dress. Why didn't you wear that dress?
The front, as you can see, was too cut low.
It's not as cut low as this dress.
No, it was...
And it's not as cut low as this dress, which is the second dress your mother said she picked.
No. It's cut all the way down, so we're at a point you can see everything. And it wasn't tight-fitted at all.
You liked it.
I said it was okay. I never said I liked it.
Okay. Can I see that up close? I just want to see myself whether this... I don't have to see the bottom. The bottom is okay. I think that the workmanship is not the best quality. I wouldn't use her again. But you don't get your money back. Your daughter liked the dress. Your daughter liked the dress, and she took the dress. She didn't leave it there. She went. She was your agent. She picked up the dress. She brought it home. She said it was okay. You threw a hissy fit because you didn't like the way the dress fit her or the way the dress looked, and you went out and bought her another dress. That's your prerogative.
What if I didn't have money? She would never have had a prom. That's horrible, and that's not fair to sit there and say, I don't get my money back. Would you wear something like that?
Would I? I wouldn't have picked it to begin with. If you're asking
First
me,
of all, you're you see her work
online. If you're asking
no,
me
I have
a question.
To go to another court. This well, is not fair could, at all. Well, you can't sit there
good
like
luck.
Nobody.
Listen to me.
That's...
Good luck. Listen to me. Good luck with that.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, I usually, as I said, side with the dressmaker.
And plus, she's not a dress person. She's not a dress person.
Listen to me carefully. You picked the dressmaker. The dressmaker made you a dress. Your daughter, for whom the dress was made, picked up the dress, said to her, the dress is a nice dress, took it home. That's what she just said. I picked up the dress. I said it was nice. I took it home. I put it in my closet. When my mother came home, I tried the dress on for her, and she was angry. Your daughter wasn't angry. Your daughter didn't come home, call you at work, and say to you, the dress is terrible. I left it there. I couldn't wear it. It was unwearable. You didn't like it. Don't use her again. But you hired her to make a dress. She made a dress. Your daughter would have worn the dress to the prom.
She would never wear nothing like that. I would
because
never
you wouldn't let her
daughter because wear nothing like that. That's not fair, though.
Bye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
So he agreed to give you a raise, and then he fired you.
Yes, ma'am.
You were arrested on company time in a company truck in June.
Yes, ma'am. He said, if you come on the premises, I'm going to call the police.
Next Judge Judy.
I'm very thankful, and I think everything went well. It's the mom, and she thought that she was going to overpower him, not over her daughter, but over me as well. But she couldn't. Just don't bring your mom.